welcome your presence and your place in this place, Father. We ask that you just fill our mouths with sweet, sweet worship and gratitude. So we are very small today, and very small up here. So we're just going to give praise in whatever noise that comes out. And just like in the psalm that Ruthanna says, I think it's really important that we rejoice and we praise and we give a great offering to the Lord for the work that he's done in our lives and in the lives of those that we love.
Better than mine. My lips shine. Thank you.
coming to our defense. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for being our Abba, our Father. For you are a good Father, no matter what happens, no matter the situation, you are always good and you are unchanging. For that, we give you thanks.
Stories of what they Something occurred to me as we were worshiping, and I thought it was worth mentioning to everybody. I think it would be helpful if we all asked ourselves, how great is our God? And the reality is that He is very great. And when it comes to the sin in our hearts, and our hearts, we ourselves condemning ourselves for our own sin, it says that God is greater than our hearts. And I just encourage everybody to think along those lines, not just in terms of sin, but in terms of all of life. Ask yourselves, how great is our God?
When the